May I today share with you some thoughts concerning that eternal place of the burnings for those who die without Christ? Hell, the prison house of despair. Here are some things that won't be there. No flowers will bloom on the banks of hell. No beauties of nature we love so well. No comforts of home, music, and song. No friendship of joy will be in that throng. No children to brighten the long, weary night. No love, nor peace, nor one ray of light. No blood-washed soul with face beaming bright. No loving smile in that region of night. No mercy, no pity, pardon, nor grace. No water. Oh God, what a terrible place. The pangs of the lost no human can tell. Not one moment's ease, there's no rest in hell. Hell, the prison house of despair. Here are some things that will be there. Fire and brimstone are there, we know, for God in His Word hath told us so. Memory, remorse, suffering and pain, weeping and wailing, but all in vain. Blasphemer, swearer, hater of God, Christ rejecter while here on earth trod. Murderer, gambler, drunkard and liar will have his part in the lake of fire. The filthy, the vile, the cruel and mean, what a horrible mob in hell will be seen. Yes, more than humans on earth can tell are the torments and woes of eternal hell. Friend of mine, those who die in their sins, rejecting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, will share in that horrible place and do so for all eternity. And yet, friend of mine, it's not the desire of our God that you go there. In fact, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but would have everlasting life. God's desire for you, listening friend, is that you miss hell and be with Him in heaven for all eternity. We read in the 18th verse of John's Gospel, chapter 3, that he that believeth on Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not condemned to hell. But he that believeth not is condemned already. That's today. Those who have refused or neglected to take the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior from sin, the judgment has already been settled. The Bible says they are condemned today, already. And then it gives the reason why they're condemned, because they have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's right, God committed His love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And God has provided for us eternal life. It's free, it's offered as a gift to whosoever will. But those who refuse that gift, He says they are condemned now. Not when they die, not at the time of judgment. They are condemned to that horrible place of hell already. And He tells us the reason, because they have not believed in, trusted, clinged to, relied upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died bearing our sins in His own body, the one who did shed His blood that we might have eternal life as a gift. It's not by works of righteousness which you have done, but according to His mercy He saves. Listening friend, today, through the mercy and grace of God, trust the Savior. Miss hell. Be with Him for all eternity. Amen.